You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Nice.
Oh, so I owe you 25 push-ups, bro.
You owe me 25 push-ups, bro.
So they totally inverted that, by the way. It was one fucking point off.
One point,
and then the opposite teams. So they were like...
On both sides, too.
So they were like, oh, fuck, it got leaked. So we're just going to invert it. And that's exactly what they did. They inverted it. What did you think about the halftime show?
I watched it kind of. It was cool, but I didn't watch it. I mean, it was cool because they were hanging from shit and they were doing shit on stages. Other than that, I don't fucking. I mean, so Rihanna looked.
You didn't see any symbolism. It didn't resemble like a satanic ritual or like a invoking of a spirit.
I didn't pay attention to it enough. I was like right in the middle of fucking cooking chicken wings and shit. I didn't give a fuck.
Oh, well, I had my notepad and my pen ready, like ready, waiting, right?
That's why I didn't watch it, because I knew you'd watch the shit out of it. And I
watched it the one time through. You know, everybody's posting shit on Instagram pointing out all the shit that I had already seen, but that I was on legit bat last night, and I was like, damn it, am I gonna have time to watch the halftime show? So like I was out there, the halftime show happened, and then I had like 15 minutes to get ready for the podcast. I was like, that was perfect fucking nice. Time, right?
Nice.
Yeah, it was cool. So I did get to watch the first half of the game, and I was like watching it unfold, and I'm like, oh dude, they're totally on point for exactly what the score is supposed to be.
At the beginning of the second half, dude, I was like, because the whole first quarter and then even the first half, I actually was opposite. I was like, nah. And then the second half started playing, and then they started playing them all. It's kind of boiling down to maybe where this could be true, you know. And then the final score happened, and I just started fucking laughing. I'm just like, look at this shit. And it's funny because the first thing that came to my head was that, oh shit, it was leaked too soon, so let's just change it. And I'm hearing dudes all over, like this one dude, his name's Ryan Clark, and you know who fucking Ryan Clark is, right?
Nah, dude, but I already
anyway.
I don't know what you would call him, an entrepreneur in the MAGA movement that is a complete fucking cuck. So anybody with the last name Clark, I'm just like, eh.
Oh no, he's cool. He was just talking shit.
Related to Will, I don't fucking care about you.
Yeah. Will Clark's even a dickhead. He's just really good. So, anyway, what was I getting at?
You were talking about this Clark guy who was breaking down.
Oh yeah. It was just funny. He just made a comment about fucking the script. Cause he's talking shit. Cause you know, the script, and he's like, and the ref didn't follow the script. Cause there was a penalty at the end of the game that everyone's fucking this and that. It's like, it was a fucking penalty. He held him. He grabbed his fucking jersey twice. If you fucking look at it, you can't do that. You can't, right. And just because something got missed.
If there's a blatant fucking penalty, you have to call it.
And it doesn't matter when it is in the fucking game. It doesn't matter the game, what game it is. If it's a fucking penalty and say there wasn't calls made during the game, that doesn't mean you miss everyone after the ones that were missed. You know what I mean? And it's just like, it was a fucking penalty. What's wrong? So just because it's the Super Bowl and it's such a good game and it's tied, that means that you get to break the fucking rules? That means that the rules don't apply anymore?
Well, I mean, they break the rules all fucking season, so.
No, I know, but that's my point is, like, they missed them. They got one right. They got a fucking call right, and now people are still bitching about it. Because if it didn't get called, then half the fucking world would be like, where was the fucking call? Why'd they just let it fucking play out? This is the Super Bowl. They need to fucking be on top of their shit. You know what I mean? So it's like a lose-lose situation no matter what.
Yeah, the whole thing is pretty funny. So, like, people are already posting, you know, stuff about it. And I was going to film, at least the halftime show, you know, because that's what my community does. And so I didn't film it, but I was definitely sitting there. And like, as soon as it started, bro, I was like, oh, fuck, dude, here we go. I'm like, first off, she's got the fucking, after Prego belly. Happening, right? So, like, it's a whole ritual of invoking, and it was like bringing my take on it was bringing in the Antichrist. And if you paid attention, like, I haven't seen the zoomed in version, but as I was watching, what appeared to my naked eye is her belt buckle towards the end was Baphomet, the head of Baphomet. She was in the robe, which is also symbolic of all the Egyptian goddesses and gods, satanic shit that she's into to begin with. And she was like held high up above. It was also like creating this pyramid, which is also symbolic. And the whole red, black, and white is obviously satanic. And then at the very end of it, they had the eye in the sky, what they call it, is the camera that is the bird camera. Mm-hmm. where you get your bird's eye view. It shot up from behind her, and what it looked like a dark spirit was leaving her as the song was ending. And everything about it was just a huge fucking satanic ritual.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I love it. That's why I ask you. I'm like, what did you think? Yeah, it was cool. I mean, it was, you know, I'm like, you didn't see shit.
I was fucking cooking chicken.
I'm watching this, I can't believe they're just this blatant about everything. And you're like, I didn't even notice.
Because I don't care. I don't fucking care. I seen, like, it was funny because when I was watching her perform, you know, her movements and her facial expressions and shit kind of were like, that's kind of weird. You know what I mean? Like, she had some fucking weird evil looking looks and shit, especially at the end, at the very end, she had this weird ass fucking,
when she was completely overtaken by whatever entity she was conjuring,
whatever it was, it didn't seem normal, but yeah. I'm just like, cool.
Yeah, but would you bang
her? Seahawks? No, I don't. She's ugly. I think she's ugly.
If she said, "Pull your fucking cock out right now, I want to play with it," you would be like, "What the fuck, dude?"
No, I would totally let her play with it because she knows. Yeah, how to play. Don't she would. Talk. She would tell because she knows how to play with cock.
Just because she talks about it doesn't mean she knows about it, man.
She's a whore.
Every girl that has ever bragged about their blowjob skills has been very subpar to me.
I'll give you that. I will give you that. I remember the first time, not the first time, but like just one experience that I had. This girl, she fucking did some shit with my finger and choked herself with it, but it didn't work like that with my wiener.
Right.
It didn't work like this. Is not this. And I mean, I'm not,
you got a lot more wiggle room with the finger.
Yeah, there's, come on, bro,
Okay, cool. So you can tie a knot in a cherry stem, but have you seen the comparison here?
my dick doesn't do that. Yeah. So from that day forth, I definitely, I'll give you that one.
It's definitely enticing and fun to watch, though. You know, when girl will show off.
Dude.
Her mouthing skills, right?
Yeah, no matter what it's on, even if it's on a fucking remote controller, I don't know.
That's more like guys, dude. We don't give a fuck. We just like fucking start flicking our tongue out at anything, right? We like look at a girl like, No, right. I don't have the balls to do that. I be like a chick walking around and just be like, like deep throat in the air looking at you like, what the fuck is wrong with this?
You know,
First of all, what's your number?
Let me probe that shit in.
And are you sure you want to be walking around doing that shit? There's fucking people around here.
Yeah, dude, I know that action. And back to what we were talking about before this about you, while it's still on my mind, you saying that you're focusing on just what you're doing now instead of pussy and then that, you know, getting pussy and focusing on your career or whatever. That was, I can't remember the fucking quote, but 50 said something like that. He's like, you know, focus on your fucking shit and the bitches will come with it. You know what I mean? And I can't remember exactly. I mean, he might not have even been the first one to say that, but I just remember him saying that, you know, like, don't worry about them, worry about it, and them will come with it, you know, like chase the dollar and then the bitches will chase that.
Right.
If that's what you're doing, you know?
Well, I feel like in my younger years, I was like putting on like a smoke and mirror show, basically to try to prove that I was already that established fucking guy that they wanted to begin with, right? I mean, that's the whole fucking player thing. That was dumb that I even got caught up in that dumb shit. That's 90s rap music for you.
Well, and see, and that's the thing that, like, as me, I sat back and watched that, and most of my friends, and it's not just rap, it was just our era and our time. I mean, even now it's still kind of like that, but
oh man, can you, like, there's like hardly any songs that are not about promiscuousness. If it's not about being promiscuous, right? It's about fucking drugs or
yeah.
And it's not even about drugs the way it used to be. At least our generation were the fucking drug dealers. These ones are just, this generation
eating is just them. Fucking just eating them. They're just telling you what. Yeah, that's
and they have to change, and they have to change hip hop so much because they're so fucked up on drugs that they can't actually rap to an actual beat. So they have to fucking like create this new thing called trap because they're like can't get.
And then all the people that are listening to it are on the same shit. So it fucking
so it sounds amazing, them, right?
Yeah, it sounds fucking wonderful.
Yeah, dude, that's just like fucking Grateful Dead. It's like, I don't fucking get it, but maybe it's because I've never listened to the Grateful Dead on acid. But when I listen to the Grateful Dead, I'm just like, this is like the most mediocre fucking band I've ever heard.
That's like, how I feel with like most old rock. I mean, it's great and I fucking praise it because if it wasn't for them, then we wouldn't have what we have. But like, you can't compare that to what the skill level is today. Like you get a fucking, you get your, just say your number one band today, their drummer or their fucking guitarist, you know, and you went on one-on-one with someone back then, 99% of the time, I'm saying that our generation wins because of those guys though. It's because of those guys are why there's our fucking time or this time is so good, you know?
Right. I mean, if there wasn't Elvis, there wouldn't be Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, there wouldn't be Tupac.
The hip bone is connected to the fucking dick bone, dude. It's fucking all. And that's what I hate about people. It's not as bad anymore, but like the rock genre people they're so fucking closed in, you know what I mean? Like, they're opening up more, but like, cause we've always been open. Rappers and shit have always kind of been open to whatever,
Well, I feel like true hip hop heads, you know why I loved hip hop so much? It was because it like during the time, it was the only branch of music that was able to combine every single other branch of music.
Yeah, and they weren't fucking biased about it or fuck. It was like, let's get music out.
But I know what you're saying as far as like people were like snobby about it, like it, with the, especially with the rock like generation. Cause I remember like people in my parents' generation, like the boomers and shit, they'd be like, dude, rappers, like there's no talent to that.
Yeah.
So like I used to say, okay, cool, fucking do it, battle me. Like, right? If there's no talent involved in it, then battle me. How about that?
Yeah.
But now it's like, I want to talk to some of those people that used to be like, there's no talent in that, be like, yo, you listen to the shit that fucking they're calling rap today, you want to tell me that we didn't have any talent?
Right
This is what no talent looks like. And then, yep, you know what's going to happen is that generation is going to be telling their fucking grandparents like, you didn't think we had any talent? Like, well, actually no, but you guys did your own thing, you know, I give you that, you fucking paved your own way, I'll give you credit for that shit.
Like, but I mean, you tried to, but what the thing I see is they're trying to overtake what was already there instead of just making their own lane.
Yeah.
They're
like,
they like made their own lane and they're trying to fucking come, like trying to merge with
they're
what
trying
was already
to
there.
Build a freeway of horseshit over a fucking golden highway that we had already built, you know. It's
exactly
like, dude, it's cool if you want your own road, but fucking leave ours.
And that's my thing, exactly, because I give my, again, I fucking give props to everybody now, you know. I tip my cap to fucking anybody who fucking does music or, you know, this stuff, because I fully realize what it takes to be successful in it now. I can't do it. I haven't done it, but I realize what it takes.
Yeah.
And that's something that I don't have and I didn't have. And I don't know if I'll ever have. You know what I mean?
You just go to Amazon, bro, if you want. You can just get Aleister Crowley's Book of Lies, and it tells you exactly how to sell your soul to Satan. And then you will be able to be, you don't need talent. You just need.
But not everybody, sells their soul.
And you need an image that they want that, helps their fucking cause. You have to have that image that they want to be able to promote. You have to be able to be appealing. It's more important to them if you are marketable rather than if you are a gifted musician.
Oh, of course. Of course. But you can't forget the whole world of not that, because there's a whole world of us out there. You know what I mean? That think just like me and you, that have talent, that, you know, I mean, you're even on a closer level to those people, you know, because you're talented and you have a fucking gift. You just fucked it off when you were younger, like what we were talking about, and chased too much pussy and what you were doing instead of just chasing what you were doing, you know?
Right. Well, I'm kind of glad it happened that way, because now I'm not in the Illuminati and, you know, now I'm not.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But if you would have just been wholesome,
I still am going to have to answer to God, but I'm not going to have to be like, yo, like, dang it, I got to go with those people.
Exactly. And that's the thing. And if you believe in any kind of God or higher power or whatever you want to call it, and if you have studied and been a part of it enough, you will know that whatever you have done, God, higher power, he will repent and he will forgive you and he will let you in.
Well, no, you will repent. He will.
Well, that's what I meant. Yeah. I meant to say he'll forgive you. You know what I mean? And you have repented and, you know,
what do you think of Kanye, man? Do you think that he is having that like awakening moment, or do you think he's still plugged into the system and just playing a role to divide and create chaos?
With all the shit and how long it's been, I think he's opened his eyes, because he was real once. Remember?
I do.
You know what I mean?
And I remember. I remember feeling for him when he apologized to Talib Kweli and Mos Def for selling out. I remember hearing him say that.
Right.
Like, out of his mouth. And I was like, man, I feel for you, bro. Because during that time in my life, I was like, I would have probably done the same fucking thing.
Right. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, a lot of these people, you can't blame them for what they did. You can blame them for what they're still doing because they know better now.
Right.
I mean, they should. They should. Not saying they do. They should. You know, because if we do, if fucking me and you do, they do. Right?
Right. I feel like the reason I held on to the whole underground thing too is because it was something that I was already a part of, and I didn't have to, like, I mean, as a white person, you needed to have like a verification, like you know, like you had to have skill, like, or else that you would get laughed right out of the community. But you didn't have to have a big fucking record label and a fucking Sony or somebody representing you, right? So like if you were any good, you could make waves in the underground movement. And so I'm like, yo, this is my shit, right? But in reality, I'm looking at these people, and we, all of us in the underground movement, would look at these mainstream artists and be like, yo, dude, it's like all fucking just production. They have like $1 million fucking producers behind all their shit. Their fucking raps are actually not that fucking great.
And that's been my whole thing forever since, I mean, literally, even when I first started rapping, I was like, give me a fucking producer. Give me someone that literally just tells me to rap and write. And I guarantee you that I could be rapping with Eminem because I am lyrically good enough to do it. Now, that's the thing. You have to have all the other components to do whatever, you know, or just say someone of his talent, because he's good.
I don't know how to take that, bro. Do I take that as like a punch in the fucking face, as like, as your producer, I wasn't good enough to make you?
No, you're not him? Fucking you're not Dr. Dre, because
if I remember correctly it would be like 30 times for one verse you would get fucking pissed off and walk out of the vocal booth, and I'd have to sit there and wait for you to calm down and come back in.
And that's part of what I'm saying, is it was just me and you in your room, and fucking, it's like in my brain, you know what I mean? That's what it is.
Hey, don't downplay my room. That was a dope ass studio for back in the day.
It was, dude. I like the way my shit sounded, but there's always better, right?
Oh, definitely. Okay. You know, I loved my setup, but I still used to, every once in a while, would spend the money and go to Soundwork Studio.
And that's what I'm saying, you know, because even the first song that I heard from you is what turned me on to you. When fucking Adela,
crazy. I did not know that you felt that way about me until right now.
No, dude, I was hard for like 3 hours, bro. And I was talking to your wife, but I wasn't hard because of her. You know, it was weird. Fucking your voice was going in my head like, ooh, your husband. Nah, dude, it was that fucking, but you had like professionally done it. And it was like, it was fucking off the chain, bro. And if, just like what I said, if you had that, you'd be famous. If you had a fucking producer and all the shit that's needed, no matter how talented you are, you don't have what you need. Not you don't have what it takes, because you got what it takes, but you don't have what it needs, because that is money.
No, I agree, man. And I was always bitter for so long too, because I was like, yo, if Dre found me, I would be Eminem.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point. I don't know if, cause I'm not like you are like on that kind of level. I put myself as in, I can write as good as you. That's what I'm not afraid of. Like, I'll go toe to toe with anybody on a lyrical level, writing the shit down.
Right. Well, Drake could have made you millions too, because that fucker doesn't write his own shit. They need ghostwriters, right?
That's so
like,
what I,
your issue was always your delivery, and mm-hmm. and it's not like it doesn't live in you. And that's what would make me so fucking irritated, because I know you have that shit inside of you. It's just that you have no fucking confidence in your skill. And exactly. So you hold back. And yep. The only reason why you're not nailing it is because you're holding back and not believing in yourself. Once you're exactly. like, fuck it and go for it, it'll click in your head, and then you just be like, what the fuck?
There's a few times that I've done that and I fucking feel like a rapper. And I'm like, dude, I don't give a fuck who you are, bro. I'm better than you. You know what I mean? Like, I'm at your level, but you ain't out rapping me. You ain't out lyrically challenging me. You know what I mean? But it's so hard for me to get to that level, you know, because I'm so like not confident in my, cause I like what we were talking about the other day about how I place myself before I even am there. You know what I mean? Because I've fucked up so many times in my life. I'm just like, oh, I'm going to fuck up. You know what I mean?
Right. And I that shit happen.
Just like we were talking about at the end of our last episode, remember we shut it off and then we were like, dude, this would be fucking killer shit, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, because I have the fucking headphones on and a microphone in my face, my brain is like, you know, it's there. Even though I'm not scared, I'm not.
It's just that little head thing that just fucking.
It's subconscious that I like can't stop it, you know, because I'm consciously ready. I'm fucking ready. I'm not, because I'm not afraid to be seen, heard, but I am. And I don't know why, though. I don't know why. I don't know.
You are the elephant in the room.
Exactly.
I'm not afraid to be in the room. I'm not afraid to be
looking at me.
I know people are noticing me.
Yeah.
I really don't want you to talk about me.
Yeah. And I think that's it. You know what I mean? Because I've never been. You honestly probably are one of the only people that have like not continuously, but what is it called when you do something regularly?
Masturbate.
No, that's not regularly. That's out of hand.
I'll let you think about it. Nada. I don't even remember what the fuck we were talking about.
I was just going to say, I don't even fucking remember where I was going with that or what I was saying. Oh yeah. My confidence. It was my confidence. But yeah, it's just when I get in front of a microphone, you know, like if we're just in a room doing, I don't mind being the asshole. I don't even mind fucking making myself look like an asshole. But when I'm like this, I don't want to look like an asshole. It's fucking weird. It's like I do all I can outside of this little box right here to make myself look like an asshole on purpose. But then I come here and I'm like, don't fuck up.
Who gives a shit?
That's what I'm saying. Why? I don't even care. That's why I joined a gang yesterday.
Nice. I was going to join one too, but apparently here in Tennessee, this gang, one of the requirements is your sister actually has to be your wife. And so it's like, fuck, dude.
That's a hardcore gang.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why they went out. That's why they went out back east, southeast, wherever the fuck you're at.
Yeah. No, I'm not trying to gangbang on Tennessee. It's actually really the people that I haven't like met anybody out here, but the people that I've run into out here are just like normal fucking people. I haven't seen blue hair. I haven't, you know, like, I don't see riding with Biden stickers. Right. Fucking,
it's like a world we grew up in almost, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I saw like one rainbow sticker on somebody's car, but I think it was like an old Wonder Bread.
It's like the secret society of that town. Like you start seeing Wonder Bread stickers, you're like, I'm catching on.
No, man, but I'm like, I'm at a crossroads, right? Because it's like, so where I'm staying is like cool as shit, but there's nothing. Like as far as job opportunities, especially with my dumbass, like not like coming out here and not having a car and shit. So it's just like, you know, it's like it's like out in the middle of nowhere country, like, mm-hmm. You know, so like to get to anything close, let's just say like I have to apply to remote jobs basically, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, so the job search hasn't been going that well. And, I was like, fuck it, you know, and like I just started sending my resume out everywhere, and just everywhere. I didn't care where the location was, anything. And I applied to this place called Insight, and it's from my hometown where I grew up in Murphy's, and it's like the best job there you could get. Like if you get a job at Insight, you're good.
And that's where you want to go, right? You want to go to Murph, back to Murphy's, right?
Yeah, yeah. And that's like the job there, like without creating your own business, you know, like that's, you're good, you're golden.
But
like,
to be somebody.
to be able to live on your own and shit. But like, here's the thing. So I'm here in Tennessee and I get a fucking phone call today and I'm like, oh shit, that's Murphy's number. And so I fucking go and I look on my email and they want to interview me. Now, like when I was 22 years old, I had just moved back from Los Angeles to, you know, figure out life or whatever. And, you know, here we are 20 years later.
I was going
to
say, same. I'm
still trying to fucking, like,
you're still fucking going, bro.
Right.
Right here with you though. I'm right here with you.
Yeah, man. So, I haven't responded yet. I did call back, but, oh, I checked the email, you know, and it was from Insight and they want to talk to me. And I worked there when I first moved back from, and I should have kept that job. Like if I had stayed there now, I'd be like high up management and I'd fucking like own a house, like probably the house that I grew up in. I probably would have bought it, you know?
Nice. Yeah.
So anyways, but like, I'm also out here in Tennessee with like the coolest fucking people. Like my friend Deplorable Janet is just so fucking awesome. And her husband wants to help me out. They like want to help me in the best, like, you know, like they have the best intentions for me out here and shit, you know, like.
That's hard to come by, man.
Yeah. Right. So I'm like, okay, so what do I say? Okay. Yes. Do the interview, obviously, you know, just cause I don't want to put all my eggs in a Tennessee basket. I want to be, you know, like, and this is like, I've been so fucking homesick that it's like, this is, you know, like kind of what I want. I mean, I prayed the other day, like in a way that I don't normally pray for something to happen, for me to know like what to do, what in a direction. And then, you know, I wake up this morning and I'm outside letting the dog go to the bathroom and I get that missed call and then check that email. And I'm like, man, is this what I should be doing? So like, I'm like at this crossroad right now. Like, do I go out back there, you know, to California? And then what's going to end up happening is I don't have a car anymore. So like, I'm going to have to like find somebody that I know out there, which I know plenty of people, but you know, it doesn't mean that they have a place for me. So like find somebody to rent a room from, or at least a space to like get on my feet to begin with. It's got to be close enough to this place to where I could get there, because there is no Uber or anything there, you know. But I mean, make it work. And then it's California, bro. So it's like, I'm gonna be like, I'm not gonna be able to have my own shit. Like basically you have to be like a fucking surgeon in California to be able to live on your own.
Yeah.
And that's like in the cheapest fucking cities possible. Because if you're like the head surgeon of San Francisco, I guarantee you have a roommate.
Yeah, no shit. It blows my mind how people live in San Francisco or in Sacramento or in, like, how do people do it?
Sacramento is not as bad. I mean, it's like double to triple in
San Francisco. Yeah.
You know,
this like, is, well, this is what I have to show you. Okay. Just watch this.
You got to send these to me ahead of time.
I know, but it's only because.
What's this Joker doing now?
You know what this is, right?
Is the Truman Show?
No, it's okay. Bruce Almighty when he's like, just show me a sign.
Oh, and it's like 400 signs.
And there's fucking 400 signs of the truck right in front of him, and then he passes it.
Well, you see, like, there's friggin', there's good and bad in both of these situations. You know what I mean? Like, so.
Well, do what you want to do, and what you want to do is go back home. And, I mean, but first you have to fucking do the interview, so. You can't get too far ahead of yourself. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Well, it's not the only place from out there that has responded to me, but it is like the place. I'm like, oh, that's worth coming back for that job. See?
And if that, it's only going to happen once, bro. As soon as you let this go, if you let it go.
Yeah, but so is the opportunity that I'm in right
exactly.
now.
I was going to say, but you're in a fucking opportunity right now, too.
That's only going to happen once.
I don't know, though. I don't know, though, because you're telling me that you are trying to go back to a place that you want to go. There's one place to work there to establish yourself the best possible way. They're asking you, you know, for an interview. How do you not do that?
Yeah, dude, you're totally right.
You can't, regardless, because nothing's happening for you right now, bro. What are you doing right now?
Oh, well, there is also something else. Like, there is a, I mean, it doesn't sound like the greatest job in the world, but there's a company out here that like lays out lawn or some shit like that. I don't know, but it involves a company truck and benefits and blah, 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 whatnot. And it's decent pay, like, and especially for Tennessee, it's decent pay.
Well, right? The thing that I know is that's not what you want to do.
But it's also in Memphis, and Memphis is like more of a murder capital than Oakland.
Yeah. Yeah. And on top of that, you're in a dangerous place too. I never even thought about that, but you don't want to do that. You're doing what you're doing right now because you're kind of just doing it. You're literally telling me that there's something that you want to do other than what you're doing, because you can't do it because it doesn't provide for you. So the next best thing is literally sitting on your doorstep going, hey, you know, so there really shouldn't be, I get the juggle a little bit, but as far as the actually contemplating, there shouldn't be a contemplation about it. It should, you know, you're literally two for two. You want to go back to Murphy's and you want to work at a job that, you know, and the job is in Murphy's and it's the best job you can get in Murphy's.
By far.
What else do you want, bro?
Unless you actually like work for the county or something.
That's what I'm saying. You're 40 fucking two, right?
Yeah, dude.
We're not getting younger. And
why in the fuck would you age me on a podcast? That is such a dick move, dude. That is such a
fucking move. You can fucking cut it out. What does it matter? Are you a girl?
No, dude. I don't give a fuck. I was just trying to make it funny.
Oh.
Didn't work, obviously, right?
You got me. Because that's something that you'd be like, really? Like, fuck, dude. Tell me this shit before you don't want people to know how goddamn old you are.
Gotcha, bitch.
You did. Tip of the cap, sir. So I'll smoke some weed for that. I haven't smoked weed yet.
Yeah. Well, while you're hitting this, I want to show you this clip, kind of get your take on it. And then
Before you show me the clip, though, one question. Was that the dilemma? Obviously, that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
And we could touch back on it. I don't know. I still have some thinking to do, right? And I need to talk.
Don't think too much. That's all I'm saying, bro. Don't get in your own fucking way. Don't get in your own way.
I don't know about in my own way, but I definitely need to talk to a few people and just like, you know, I'm going to do the right thing here. I'm not just going to fucking jump on the first, you know, well, it's not the first.
But that's the thing. It's not the first. That you have to look at it different, bro. You can't look at it like, oh, no. Shit's just happening faster and faster the older we get. You're not 27 going, oh, maybe I can. No, you're like four. You're fucking that age. Now you got me fucking. I can't tell you.
Yeah, like, hang on, I'm ready. I got it ready now.
So. Exactly. You're.
So, all right, man. Well, I want to talk about Hobson for a little bit. So,
Arrival video?
It's Netherlands, I think, is what it's called.
Oh, I seen some video called Arrival, but it didn't.
Maybe it's Arrival. Did it come out 2 days ago?
3 days ago, it said. It was a dark video. And it wasn't it wasn't even really a song. He like rapped a little bit, but it wasn't even, it was more
The fuck up, dude. I'm going to play some of it. I'm going to play after is cause it's not a song. There's only one verse on it, but I'm going to play the after the verse part.
Quite the performance, Mr. Hobson. You've won over all of our hearts.
Why'd you bring me here?
Well, I'm glad you asked. We need you to draw the attention of the civilian population, while in turn we will infiltrate the corrupted government facilities to prevent a new world order.
And what am I supposed to get out of this?
We know the whereabouts of your son. Does that not interest you?
I don't trust you. I don't trust any of you guys. But I still do it. Where am I going?
The Netherlands.
The Netherlands.
So, as a normie, when you watched that shit, what was like going through your mind? Like, I want to know, like, what the mind of a fucking normal person that doesn't
see, I'm not normal. I'm not normal. Because
no, but you are more close to a normal person than I am.
I'm a mid-range guy. Let's just say that.
Right.
Because I see it. I just don't care like you. And that's why I don't pay attention like you. But I see it. I know something's there. I know something else is there.
Right.
That, as soon as that video, when he stopped rapping and she's like, the agenda, da da da, bing, my rabbit ears go ding. You know what I mean? And then I'm like,
oh shit, this is stuff that Brad talks about.
And I start listening. You know what I mean? And then I'm just like, you know, because at first, when I first heard it, I actually thought that maybe he's trying to infiltrate the system, but maybe they got him. Cause I don't know. I mean, I don't pay attention again. I don't fucking pay attention to these people's lives. I don't know. Is Hobson's son missing or something? What the fuck?
Well, okay. So the backstory with that is, hang on. I got some inside information here. I'm pulling up. So the backstory with Hobson's son is his girl, who he got pregnant, had a baby with. Her family fucking hates Hobson, right? And she lives in Australia. And so basically.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So they filed up all these trumped up charges against him for a battery. And, you know, it could be true, it could be not. But whatever, regardless, is the fact that he wasn't allowed custody of his son. Not only not custody, but he just had no rights, visitation, nothing, you know. Oh, with his kid.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so they've been keeping his kid from him and stuff. And I know that there was a time where he was able to see him like a couple times or some shit like that, but like there, it just sounds like he got the wrong girl pregnant, just some shady shit or something, you know.
Yeah.
And so somebody, I actually posted that very video we just watched, because it, for the people just listening, it said, Hobson dropped a new video today. And then I asked what people's thoughts were on it, because I run a podcast that's mainly about conspiracies. So like, this has some conspiracy tied to it. And that's why
I'd rather go check it out.
Thank you, brother. somebody wrote me and said, who's friends with Hobson's manager. And he was like, Hobson's, friends with Hobson's manager, blah, blah, blah. I don't need to tell you guys about that. But I was like, oh, awesome. You know, like, can you get him on the show for me? And, he said, it's highly unlikely he'll do it. He doesn't really do things for others. If you can't benefit him, I can't see him agreeing. I have it on good authority. Just brother has been trying to break in. Somebody's brother has been trying to break into the rap scene for a few years, and he's actively looking for other way of doing whatever he can not to help out this brother of his. And he was like, and all my experiences dealing with him haven't been great as well. in real life, he's kind of encompasses the phrase never, it kind of encompasses the phrase never meet your heroes. And he's like, that's just my personal experience. His manager is, however, a lovely woman. She's always been great, ex-military, really cool chick, but Hop, I don't think I'd ever want to be friends with the dude. And then there's other people involved in this conversation. So then they're like bringing up like, oh, he's telling me what I can get Webby. Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
We'll see.
I get, you know, so when you have a podcast, it's like when you're a rapper, right? It's like, people will always come up to you and be like, yo, dude, my brother knows somebody at the label. Like, I could totally hook you up. You know, like, so when you're a podcaster, you get people all the time like, yo, dude, I know somebody that knows somebody that I could totally get them on your show for you. So, like, I get that all the time. And, like, I've already been there, done that in a different industry. So, like, when people tell me, I'm just like, yes, that's awesome. I hope it happens.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I keep my fingers crossed.
Yeah,
it makes me happy, but whatever.
And then I'll forget about it 10 minutes later. And then if it happens, I'm like, oh, holy shit, that guy was fucking legit.
When it pops up again,
like, then holy fuck. Hey, guys, guess what? Tommy Chong's going to be on my show.
Yeah, dude. That's fucking rad, bro.
Seriously. So, yeah, dude. Hobson's come out with some new stuff. There was some other stuff in here, is like saying he's going to talk to the manager and see what's going on with Hobson and get some inside info for me. So I might be able to.
Deliver some upfront information.
Oh, sheezy. So I don't know, man, what else has been going on? We got the fucking Chinese balloon. Everybody shooting out UFOs the past couple days.
I was going to say the fourth.
It's like fucking we're living in Independence Day and nobody like gives a shit. Nobody
cares.
It's like, it's so funny though, dude. I don't know if you remember, like, I think it was 2020 maybe, that this meme was super going around and it was a picture of aliens and it was like, I'm so nervous. We're up next.
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, man. So, well, because in the conspiracy world, we know like, the steps
they're
gonna take beforehand and shit. So like the disclosure of aliens is this thing called Project Bluebeam. And so we knew that like after the whole pandemic vaccination agenda is starting to come to an end, and then in order to distract people from realizing that they were actually killing millions of people with that fucking turkey baster they were putting inside of their bodies, and the whole thing was a giant hoax, that they were going to have a huge, huge distraction. And that's going to be either the alien invasion or the next coming of Christ. And it was going to be projected in the sky as hologram. But they're way past just a hologram technology now. They like actually have these fucking crafts and shit. So it's like, we're seeing it. And so it was funny because back in 2020, we were like, oh, everything's going to start coming out about the jibby jabs that are hurting people. So they're going to have to have the aliens are coming next. And fucking, so we were saying that back in 2020. So people were posting memes about the aliens. Like, I'm so nervous. We're up next. Here we are. Everybody, listen to your fucking local conspiracy theorist. We can tell you what's about to happen 2 years before it happens.
Some of it.
Don't ever tell. Just because I got the fucking score slightly wrong on the fucking Super Bowl.
Nah.
So it was flipped. I had it backwards. The guy that fucking leaked it was dyslexic. What are you going to do?
Yeah. No, fucking, I was going to ask you, did you watch the Damar Hamlin speech, the Hall of Fame speech that he did?
I forgot. But I did see his blasphemous jacket he was wearing yesterday with fucking Christ on the back of it with like a pin cushion, not a pin cushion head, but like the a voodoo doll head. And it was like, and then.
Really?
It said eternal. Right. So he died, right? But his consciousness has been replaced inside this fucking clone. So he's like mocking God wearing that jacket. Like, haha, I died, but here I'm in this new exoskeleton. I'm in a new shell. I'm in a new meat suit. Haha.
Well, that's gay because I want a fucking new meat suit.
My meat suit's starting to fucking break down, man.
I know. That's why I just said I want a fucking new meat suit because my meat suit is broken down.
Bro, I would go skateboarding for hours and hours and hours and hours every single day, like damn near sun up to sundown, actually past sundown. I would be skateboarding for fucking like 12 hours a day, and I would eat shit and pop right back up and start and keep doing it, right? Now, I fucking wake up from sleeping and pop up nothing, bro. It's like 20 minutes of laying there and like crack, pop, snap.
I just wake up with a new fucking pain every day. Like yesterday, I woke up and my fucking leg, like behind my knee, it felt like I like pulled a muscle or something. And it was fine yesterday. And all I did was sleep. And I fucking woke up. I must have just come out the bed way too hot. Because
too fast. You were just like, I don't know. I can't do that though. Like I can't do that. I gotta like lay there. Like I'll lift up covers. Yeah, because my dog, she's weirdo and she's
but it's because you fucking skateboarded every day.
Yep. So I lift up the covers, you know, and be like, yo, I'm awake. And she'll like inch her way up to me and like stretch out. And then we just lay there and cuddle for like a good 20 fucking minutes. And then I'm like, all right, fuck, dude, I'm gonna try this.
Does she sleep down by your feet?
She kind of moves all over the place. She just has to be touching me, right? So it's always somewhere random. She's by my feet or like right against my side.
Oh, right on. I used to have a little dog, a little wiener dog that fucking, he would have to sleep in between my feet every single night. Like,
oh man, sometimes she'll piss me off too because I move around a lot in my sleep, and there'll be times where I'll fucking flop over where I'm like laying on my stomach and I'll have like one knee up and one leg straight, you know, and then she'll like wiggle herself in between my legs and try to like make that her fucking sleeping spot. And I cannot move at all. And I get so irritated.
Right. And the way you are is you're going to fucking lay like that until she moves.
Usually,
unless you have to fucking move.
But, sometimes I'm like, all right, baby girl, this ain't gonna fucking work.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it's necessary, like, okay, you have to move because I can't do this. But you'll lay there fucking in a weird ass position or something for as long as you can. Like,
dude, I am like the king of if I have to go to the bathroom and I do not want to get up, I will sit there forever. Like, I was watching Ink Masters the other day and I was like, damn, I gotta pee. And then the season was over and I was like, holy shit. All right. Well, I really have to fucking pee, like to the point where like my stomach was like, I had like cramps and shit. I'm like,
Me, dude. I fucking, as soon as I have to piss, I'm just like, I stand in front of the toilet for fucking 2 minutes.
Really? You're like one of those guys that has to like turn the water on and shit. You're like,
sometimes.
Don't look at me.
Sometimes. Yeah. It's not as bad. It's not as bad, but. When you fucking grow up not having a log in between your legs, it's a little different.
What? I just get it. You don't have a log in between your legs? What do you mean?
I have a little stick.
Poor guy.
What are you saying that for?
Oh, man, that's the wrong fucking one. How is it? Fuck up. Oh man. All right, well, it's winding down, brother, and I need nicotine, so I'm gonna go outside and smoke. I fucking love you.
Fucking loser. I love you too, bro.
All right. Are we gonna end these with a song or something?
We can just end them for right now, however. But I wanted to get together and get this shit more going. You know, like I said, like an hour before. Set the shit up so we know what's going on. Maybe,
bro, I hit you up almost an hour before and you took a shit for an hour and a half. You forget. I was sitting here waiting on you. We were supposed to.
I know. I tried. Trust me. I tried. I went to the gym. I came back and I fucking shit again, dude. But it's my fault.
You're seeing Jim again? I thought he tore your asshole up.
No, he did.
And you're going back. You like being raped.
Love it. With sweat as lube.
No, that's good that you're going back to the gym, man. I am so lazy when it comes to working out. It's not even funny. And I still owe you 25 push-ups. So I'll have Janet film me do that so that I can send it to you and prove to you that I did it. I'll own up to it. Oh, for those listening, it was because I bet him that the exact score of the fucking Super Bowl was going to be 34-37. Fucking Eagles win. But anyways.
It was 38-35. Kansas City.
Fucking dyslexic. All right, brother. Have a good day. I'll hit you up and let you know what happens with the Crossroads.
Yeah, dude. Fucking don't be stupid, bro.
Who are you talking to?
I know. That's
Some people are born dumb, like me, for instance.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.